99.5 The Mountain.
Mountain Mornings with Ian Canfield.
Remember around this time on Monday, we spoke about the fact that there was a GoFundMe set up for Mickey Rourke to pay rent, and a lot of people, including myself, went, what? Well, update on that situation. It was apparently set up by his manager's assistant, and Mickey Rourke has clarified his position on this, saying he would rather stick a gun up his butt than accept money from a GoFundMe. What he needs is Sylvester Stallone to step in and help him out. They're buddies, right? Mickey Rourke, wasn't he in one of the Expendables? He needs a little guest spot on the new season of Tulsa King. Or, it did occur to me that people might pay good money to see him stick things up his backside if he wanted to do that on OnlyFans. I saw a video for New Year's that Keith Richards posted, and you know the Stones have apparently said that they're not going to tour this year because he can't commit to it. He did make a comment that yeah, it's the new year and I hope to see you out there, you know, as part of it. So maybe they are going to do some shows, if not a full tour. I will also say he didn't look like he was in any kind of shape to be on tour. But then people have said that about Keith Richards since about 1970. It is National Pass Gas Day. And I'm really only mentioning this because the most striking thing that I've discovered regarding farting is that apparently Gen Alpha kids no longer laugh at farts. They see them as a normal thing everyone does. And little kids don't understand why anyone would laugh at them. I mean, this just goes to show that kids these days are spending too much time looking at screens. I mean, farts are funny, especially if you're young, right? Maybe we should start encouraging older people to fart more. And before you go, oh, that's disgusting. When I was a kid, I had a friend called Jack. Jack used to be looked after by his nan quite a lot because his parents worked. And she farted like a trooper. And now I think this is hilarious because we'd be around his house. I'd be like, I don't know, 5 or 6. And suddenly he'd like, and he'd go, oh, Nan. And her response was always, you wouldn't want me to be in pain, would you? AC/DC are going out doing it again. I thought in 2025 it was going to be the last time. But no, they got more shows, including one at Empower Field at Mile High on July 28th morning. If you're looking at buying a new BMW, be aware that company is actively pursuing measures that could make it almost impossible for independent mechanics and owners to repair their vehicles. Basically, BMW is now starting to use tech in their cars. That means if the car goes wrong, you have to take it to a specific BMW dealership to get it fixed. Having said this, are you anywhere near good enough to do repairs on your own vehicle? I think back to when my battery went dead, and it was in the parking garage here. This was last year. I got AAA coverage, so I called them out, right? And so the man from AAA came very prompt. It was great service, and he said to me, okay, pop the hood. And I say it's because it's dark in the parking garage and I couldn't see where the button was, but also I was kind of not sure where the button was anyway. Broncos are looking great for Super Bowl, right? Especially as every game they're going to play now is going to be in Denver. Do you think it will turn out that we'll see the Broncos playing the Seahawks in the Super Bowl? There is a lot of speculation online that Seahawks are going to get that far this year because there is a new Pope. And there is a popular fan theory that their previous Super Bowl appearances, Seahawks this is, have been in 2005 and 2013 in years when new popes were elected. And of course, now we have Pope Leo. So is there something in this, or is this more ridiculous than betting on a team because of the logo or the mascot or the team colours? Or was Paul the Octopus ever a thing here? I remember this when I was living in the UK. He was for the World Cup, and he's passed away now. So we won't be able to use him for that this year. But in England, people used to pay a lot of attention to who was going to win which match in the World Cup, according to predictions made by Paul the Octopus. So I don't know, who would be more trustworthy, an octopus or the Catholic Church? Breaking news, 60 million people could die in August this year when two black holes cause us to lose gravity for 8 seconds. I don't want to be alarmist. I was out with some friends yesterday, and I like it when my friends do my job for me. One of them had seen this online and said, I saved you a link to this. I thought you'd want to talk about it on the radio. Now, having looked further into this, it does look like it's an internet hoax. Although, from doing all of 2 minutes of investigation, I couldn't say for sure if that is the case. So this probably is an internet hoax, but there may be a degree of validity to it. And you've got till August to prepare, because losing gravity for 8 seconds could obviously be catastrophic. I mean, 60 million people dying in that scenario, you know, that doesn't actually seem like that many. And even at the very best, what we got to discussing over dinner last night was like, oh, well, imagine having no gravity. I mean, for people of a certain age, when you get above 40, have you ever tried to jump off the sofa like you used to do all the time when you were a kid? You try that when you're 40 or above. Oh, it plays havoc with your knees. Imagine coming down from no gravity. This is funny Billy Corgan news. He's got that Magnificent Ones podcast, which is actually very good if you want to check it out. It's on the Audacy app. But he was discussing on a recent episode how elements of the US government have approached him, Billy Corgan this is, to involve him in matters which he described as being way above his pay grade. And he doesn't elaborate, but he's inferring that, you know, smartly dressed men all in black have come to find him and put him in a room and said, we need to work with you on top secret missions. I mean, there was a story recently where one of his new albums got stolen, right? And the FBI helped him get it back. I remember that. I also remember an interview from a while ago where he claimed he'd seen a person shapeshift into a non-human form, which was all very bizarre. But, you know, maybe there's aliens-type stuff going on here. I don't know. But, I mean, to be quite honest, with Billy Corgan, if I was the FBI, I'd have staged an intervention when he did that Smashing Pumpkins tour and just threw away a cover of Stairway to Heaven as the seventh song during a three-hour set. I would have said, hey, Billy Corgan, that is way above your pay grade. Thank you for starting your Wednesday with Mountain Mornings. I'm Ian Canfield. We got a podcast of all of the newsy bits that I discuss on this show now. So, you know, if you want to get up to date with the most important stories of the day, because no one covers more serious news than me, if you find the podcast under Ian Canfield, that's my name, so it seemed like a good name for the podcast, or you can get the Ian Canfield podcast if you go to our website, 995themountain.com. Enjoy your day!